musical theatre fans are losing their minds this week with the announcement that Hamilton is coming to New Zealand for the first time. The show was created by Lin-Manuel Miranda and premiered off-Broadway in 2015. Since then, it has won Tonys, Grammys, and even a Pulitzer Prize. I think won the Laurence Olivier Award too. It's a strictly limited season at Spark Arena. It'll go from 26th of May next year until the 11th of June. Heck, that's only 2 weeks to catch it. To talk about the show, we wanted to find a super fan, so we've landed on Stuff senior journalist Ali Moore. Hi, Ali.
Kia ora, Jesse. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. And thank you for accepting this challenge to represent the Hamilton fans of the world, explaining this musical to people who don't know much about it. Now, do you love musicals in general?
I do. I always have. When I first saw a musical on Broadway, it was Chicago, which is one of my favourites, about 15 years ago, and I cried with joy in the theatre, which really upset my sister because I was embarrassing her.
Yeah, lucky you. You've got a sister in New York, so you've pretty much got a date whenever you want to head to Broadway and check out whatever's latest, whatever's new and cool.
Indeed. I'm actually flying out on Christmas Day for another round of Broadway visits.
Oh, my gosh. Do you know what you're going to go to yet?
Yes, we're going to Beetlejuice, and we're going to the Rockettes because it's winter. And a couple of others. I think we're going to something called Hadestown.
Okay. And yet, is it fair to say that Hamilton, the musical, is a little bit different to typical Broadway musicals?
It's pretty atypical. I always say it certainly ain't any. there's a lot of death. There's a lot of grief. And, of course, there's a lot of rap, which is fantastic. And that's an innovation that the genius Lin-Manuel Miranda started off with In the Heights, which has been made into a fantastic movie recently. I saw In the Heights back about a dozen years ago on Broadway, and I didn't know Lin-Manuel at the time, and it was good, but it wasn't Hamilton good.
Yeah. And so when the opportunity arose, you flew to New York and went and saw Hamilton, did you?
No, I didn't. I was in New York in 2017 with my daughter, and the tickets were, well, let's just say I would have had to have remortgaged my house. So I passed on it, and then I have regretted it ever since. And during COVID, because both of my kids live in Australia, I had this big plan to gather the family together in Sydney, where Hamilton was playing at the time, and bring the family together, and we'd all go and see it because we're all fans of it. Mm. And that was cancelled 3 different times because of COVID.
Yeah,
I finally managed to see it in Melbourne with my daughter in March this year.
Oh, it's taken that long.
It has years, literally years.
Yeah. And did you know much about the show going into it?
Yeah, by that stage, we pretty much, all of us knew all the words and would run around the house having rap battles to Hamilton. I own the book of the musical, which is beautiful, and I dip into it often. I knew a lot about it, but I quite like that. I don't necessarily like going into musicals without knowing a bit about the music and the story and the book.
Yeah, that's interesting. Really interesting. Because, I mean, we haven't been to a lot, but we went to Matilda as a family. We loved it. And then after the musical. Yeah, isn't that great? And so after the show, then we went and listened to the music again and did it that way around. But Hamilton, it was sort of the reverse for you, right? You knew all the songs and all the words before you'd even seen the show. So that must have been interesting. You must have been extremely excited when the day finally rolled around.
Oh, I have to tell you that the show opens with that classic refrain. It goes, bump, bum, bump, bump, da-da-da. And that's, if you know anything about Hamilton, you probably have heard that refrain.
Yeah.
And when we, I don't think I've ever been so excited. And when it's the first thing you hear as the curtains go up, and it went, it felt like the sound traveled straight through my body.
Oh,
I was so excited. It was amazing.
And so what was it like, the show?
The show was absolutely brilliant. I think my favourite performer in it was the Kiwi, Matthew Naropo, who plays George Washington. And I think he's coming to do the New Zealand run as well.
He is, yeah.
So definitely look out for him. He was spectacular. I think, I don't know, for me, I was always going to be a little bit disappointed that I wasn't seeing Lin-Manuel in the role of Alexander Hamilton.
Yeah.
But I really rated the Melbourne cast. I thought they were absolutely brilliant. Brent Hill played King George when I saw it, and he was hilarious. Absolute highlight.
So, key question here, if you are not into musicals, do you think you'd enjoy Hamilton?
Yes, I do, because it's kind of the cool kids musical. You know, a lot of people think music theatre isn't that cool, and therefore they don't like it. Well, this will bring in and has brought in people who are not traditionally music theatre fans, because it's so different and so clever. And it's, you know, it's a rap musical. It's deliberately casts people of colour in the main roles. And it has a bit of a feminist theme as well. So I feel like there's something for everyone, and you're not going to get a theatre full of, you know, your very heavily traditional music theatre fans. I know my son, who was about 16 when we first started making plans to go and see this darn thing, he and his sister knew it back to front. And would kind of bounce around the house singing it to each other, which was, you know, it was quite a nice point of connection for them as kind of older teenagers.
Yeah, and he's not a classic
my son's a, you know, 6'3" basketballer, so he wasn't your classic music theatre fan, not like my daughter, who was a music theatre professional. But he just loves it, absolutely loves it.
Tricky question, but why would New Zealanders be interested in a story of the founding of America? Do you think it has aspects to it which will be relatable or of interest to the audiences in this part of the world?
Oh, that's a great question. I think that the eternal struggle of the new nation is of interest, and there will be parallels there. The idea of a colonizer trying to control the new colony is also of interest, I think, to Kiwis. I mean, that's King's entire shtick. He is horrified when the colony turns against him and tries to separate themselves from England, and he sings this brilliant short song called "You'll Be Back," which is basically King George's lover. I think there's something there for everybody. It doesn't hurt to read up a little bit on the story beforehand, because it is quite complex.
Okay.
The founding of a nation, but you don't lose anything by knowing a bit about it before you go in.
Yeah.
But by the same token, you can just sit back and enjoy the spectacle, which is intense.
Let me ask you this: would you watch? Because I think that there's a televised version of this on Disney Plus. Would you watch that original cast recording on TV before you went to see it live, or would that be taking away too many of the surprises?
Well, I would.
You
Not
would.
Everybody would. Huh. But I would and did.
Interesting. How many times
does
your daughter...
I like to know as much about what I'm about to see as possible, actually.
Yeah.
But that's not for everybody.
Okay. How many times has your daughter seen Hamilton?
She's seen Hamilton 200 times, and she hates it now. So just to explain, my daughter works as an usher at Her Majesty's Theatre in Melbourne, and so she sees Hamilton around about 7 times a week. Yeah, she doesn't like it anymore.
No, it's probably not surprising. Do you think you'll watch it again at Spark, or is that moment that you saw it in Melbourne perfect for you?
Oh, no, I would see it again, yeah. Definitely. I'm a kind of, I've seen Matilda 5 times. I'm a repeat viewer of the musicals that I love. And I think you can get something, especially from this musical, which has got a lot of story in it, you would see something new each time. And I think it would be worth another watch, definitely.
Beautiful. Hey, thank you for your analysis. Any favourite numbers?
You're from... so welcome. Thank you for calling on me for this rather different corridor. My favourite number is Guns and Ships, because it has that first musical refrain that I told you about before and sang very badly. I also like the Battle of Yorktown, because it has that very famous phrase, immigrants, we get the job done. That's a big moment in the show. But also King George's song, You'll Be Back, is fun, and I can't let you go without mentioning Angelica Schuyler's rap Satisfied, because you assume that most of the rapping, the best rapping in the show, will be done by male performers, but in fact she just blows everybody away with the song Satisfied. So look out for that one as well.
Nice one. Great to talk to you.
Lovely. Thank you so much.
Ali Moore on Hamilton, which they've announced is coming to New Zealand. Someone has said, Jesse, I'm confused. I'm sure we saw Hamilton at the Civic just before the first lockdown in 2020. Does that ring any bells for anyone? I'm sure I would have known if I'd been here before. That's from Christine, who sent me that one. Let's play you a bit of a song, a taste of it. It's all rap, by the way, says somebody. Note that Hamilton is rap music, so if you're not a rap fan, you might be disappointed. It's all rap, not just rap mixed with other genres. Here's a little taste. This is Guns and Ships.
Does a ragtag volunteer army in need of a shower somehow defeat a global superpower? How do we emerge victorious from the quagmire? Leave the battlefield waving Betsy Ross's flag higher? Yo, turns out we have a secret weapon, an immigrant you know and love who's unafraid to step in. He's constantly confusing, confounding the British henchmen. Everyone give it up for America's favorite fighting Frenchman!
Horse the reins, wicked red coats, weather with blood stains. And I'm never gonna stop until I make a drop of random up and scatter the remains down. Watch me engaging them, escaping them, and raging them out. I go to France for more fun. I come back with more guns and ships, and so their balance shifts.
We rendezvous with Rochambeau, consolidate their gifts.
We can end this war in Yorktown, cut them off at sea, but for this to succeed, there's someone else we need.
I know.
So he knows what to do in the trench, ingenuitive and fluent in French, I mean. So you're gonna have to use him eventually. What's he gonna do in the bench, I mean? No one has my resilience or matches my practical tactical brilliance. You want to fight for your land back?
I need my right hand man back.
Get your right hand man back. You know you gotta get your right hand man back. I mean, you gotta put some button to the lander, but the sooner the better to get your right hand man back.
Alexander Hamilton, troops are waiting in the field for you. If you join us right now, together we can turn the tide. Oh, Alexander Hamilton, I have soldiers that will yield for you. If we manage to get this right, they'll surrender my earth.